Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, July 15th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Stockholm, Germany. Recently, we have seen a number of reports from our readers about a scam that uses EasyPass. EasyPass is a toll collection system, I believe mostly popular in the Northeast, in the US here, and the email claims to be an invoice for toll. If you click on the link, you're then being redirected to a website. The website then offers a zip file for download and conveniently picks the city name and state based on geolocation from your IP address. If you remember, last year we had a similar scam that used voicemail messages that also used geolocation in order to make the scam a little bit more plausible by offering you a real state and city that you likely connect from. Gary Warner has a good blog about this particular malware. He calls it ASP Rocks, probably correct because it does share part of the infrastructure as far as command control goes with this malware. So we have seen stuff like this before, nothing really all that amazingly new. Some spam filters seem to be doing a reasonable job in just filtering out the links. If you are looking for indicators of compromise, check Gary Warner's blog because he lists some of the IP addresses and domain names used in this scam. And today, Tuesday, you should also expect patches from Oracle. Oracle did release its patch pre-announcement on Friday. Probably interesting to most readers and listeners here is Java. Expect a total of 20 security fixes for Java, and the highest CVSS base score is 10, which is the highest score possible. So yes, we will have some code execution vulnerabilities in Java again that are being patched here. Certainly pay attention to it. The remainder of the patches is, well, essentially across Oracle's inventory of software, starting with its database across all the different middleware products that Oracle is offering, but also, for example, Sun, Solaris, and MySQL Server will be patched on Tuesday. We don't cover these patches in as much detail as Microsoft's patches, just because the sheer number of products and vulnerabilities that are usually fixed with Oracle's Patch Tuesdays. And then one thing, of course, that's bothering me for a while and where I have spoken about a few times here as part of the podcast is device vulnerabilities. We just had, again, for example, these inventory scanners. There are so many devices infiltrating our networks. It's really, really hard to keep track of them. And among all the things that have been written about the Internet of Things, the one thing I'm really missing is sort of new scalable approaches. And as such, I'm just putting the word out here. If anybody has any experiences to share, so how you dealt with these problems in your environment, let me know in the next couple days. I hope to put a little diary together with some of the suggestions that came in. This was in part also prompted by an article I read last week where someone proposed, well, we need more security professionals because of all these new devices, which really I think is sort of the wrong approach if you're trying to scale the number of security professionals at the same rate at which these devices scale. You will fail. I don't think that's at all possible. So if you had to deal with this problem, again, just send an email, use our contact form to share your story. Researchers of the University of California, Berkeley, did publish an interesting paper looking at the security of web-based password managers. Now, I have to say I am a big fan of password managers and different password wallets. I think you need something like this today to actually manage all the different passwords that you have to track. However, moving those password managers to a web-based application is, of course, quite risky. And no surprise that these researchers found vulnerabilities in pretty much all of these password managers. So if you're using any of these web-based password managers, take a quick look at the paper, see if your password manager is affected, and if any bugs that were uncovered during the analysis have already been patched. The severity and the nature of these bugs varies widely, so take a look and see what you think about your particular favorite solution. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.